The executive secretary of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande, is proposing what he describes as a second track to resolving the Gabon crisis. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Dr. Bombande said the comments by the Asantehene that effusions in the two leading parties in the country are not helping to bring peace in Gabon are not surprising. He said the second track should include all opinions and businesses in Gabon to complement the traditional track which is being led by the Asantehene. He spoke to Felix Kufi.
This comment from Otunfuo does not surprise us to the extent that we have to, first of all, understand Dagmar very deeply as a problem when we are talking about the Dagmar crisis. Now, I have always argued that the root cause of Dagmar goes back to several years in a divide that unfortunately has also become political. And to that extent, politicians, by virtue of the divide along political lines in Gabon, would pursue a political interest in terms of having an upper hand against the other. That now makes every attempt at solving the problem in Gabon to have a political dimension. To that extent, therefore, the Asantehene was expressing his frustration about something which has happened not today, but has always happened throughout in Gabon. The question is, it's not just about appealing to the politicians to back off. It's about how do you achieve that. I think everybody would agree that if politics were not, so to speak, part of the divide in Gabon, it would have been much easier to find a solution. But that is more a wish. How do we get politicians to stay away from Gabon? And we have to be realistic in trying to appreciate this particular dimension of the problem.
Then it then stands to reason that the politicians are not committed to resolving the issue there.
The more we talk about the politicians as if they are the ones who do not want to solve the problem, we try as much as possible to desegregate the Dagwa problem into small parts. One golden rule you have to always consider when you are trying to respond to conflict is that all key stakeholders, regardless of who they are, must be included in the process. The political leaders of Dagmo are key stakeholders. I think there is a problem when we try to make them look like they are the problem, whereas we should rather be finding the innovative ways of how we engage them to be part of the process of finding a sustainable solution and a sustainable return to peace. And to that extent, therefore, anybody who talks about the Dagmo politicians should look at it this way. It doesn't matter whether you are from Dagbon or not. If you wear the shoe of the Dagbon politician, you will do exactly what they are doing. So let's not try to make them look as if they are a different species. All the politicians from the other regions, if you were to change them today and make them politicians of Dagbon, they will behave exactly as the politicians of Dagbon are doing today. So let's rather look at the politicians as key stakeholders and create the enabling space for them to be part of the process of building peace. But we have not done that enough, and I think that is part of the problem.
What should be the new strategy by the eminent chiefs to resolving the issue?
We have proposed that we need a second track. Now, that second track is the track that brings key political stakeholders, social leaders, business leaders of Gabon into their own space. And this second track should be designed in such a way that it will be complementing the traditional track, which is led by Otunfuo. Now, whether Otunfuo should lead the second track, I think there should be no difficulty about that. But the second track is where you now create the space for all the other stakeholders to be part of a facilitated dialogue. And that facilitated dialogue builds the type of consensus that brings weight to bear on track one, which is led by the Committee of Eminent Chiefs. So that at the end of the day, we don't have the traditional leaders trying to pursue a certain path, and then you see that contradicted or held back or obstacles put in its way because you have left out other key stakeholders. These two must be complementary to one another. Now, why is this important? It is important because then you can have all the stakeholders in the process of contributing to peace in Gabon, and we do not point fingers at others to be the problem, but we rather see everybody to be part of the process that will return Gabon to sustainable peace. My emphasis is a peace that is sustainable and not just cosmetic arrangements to say that the problem has been solved. I re-emphasize this for a very simple reason. If we are not comprehensive in the approach that will lead to this sustainable peace, what you are going to do is to propose half measures It only takes a little bit of time, and that war could even go back deeper in violence than we have seen in 2002. And I think that in Ghana, we have to have the political will, we have to devote the type of resources to see Dagon as very important. Because the moment you begin to talk about the political divide, you're talking about something that affects the entire nation.
He said all the key stakeholders must support the Andanis and Abudus to embrace peace. Mr. Bombande said listening to both sides in the conflict will pave way to resolving it.
The traditional leaders of the two gates, the Andani gate and the Abudu gate, are the ones who sit before Otunfo in Manchia when they engage in the type of processes to lead to settlement on the issue of the scheme. When they are at Manchia, whether or not their commitment to pursue a certain consensus that emerges can be pursued or not depends on the overwhelming heavyweight of opinion in Dagon, and that opinion is in its overwhelming majority informed by the political landscape, by the political expectations. And so Dagon is subject to political competition, and the Dagon scheme has always been a subject of political competition even before 2002. So why don't we ensure that whereas the elders and the traditional leaders of the Andani gate and the Abudu gate sit in Manchia, we bring together the political leaders, the leaders of the business sector, the private sector in Dagon, the social opinion leaders. Some of them are not politicians, but they have a lot of opinion. You have very influential Dagombes in very important areas of society whose voice can influence and moderate everybody towards peace. We have not engaged them. You need a space for these people to feel that they are secure, they are comfortable enough to make their contribution. You have, for example, the role of the Bishop of Yengi. He has been doing quite a lot on the ground. We need to bring his leadership to bear. Where do you bring these people? You cannot bring them to Manchia because they are not Abudu or Andani. But you can bring them in a second track and allow the consensus that they build to have an influence on the process of Manchia. And that is what I mean by a second track that influences the traditional track that the Committee of Eminent Chiefs is mediating.
Do you see the Abudus and the Andanis themselves ready to embrace peace?
When you are in a protracted conflict, yes, it is true that the primary stakeholders, in this case the Andanis and the Abudus, must be the ones in the lead. But let's not create the impression that they will wake up on a very beautiful sunny morning and embrace one another and say that they are ready for peace. Because you have to analyze the conflict in its deep narrative. And that has been part of what I call the missing dimension. That so much commentary is made on Dagon without a deep understanding and analysis of the Dagon crisis. Because we do not have time on radio to do that. Let me just say that if you deeply understand the Dagon crisis, you will then understand fully well that we need to support the Andani gate and the Abudu gate to pursue that peace that you are talking about. In other words, your question is, are they ready? It is not whether they are ready. It is whether collectively as a nation, we are supporting them to be ready. We are making it possible for them to have an enabling environment to be ready. We are ensuring that we are listening to both gates to be ready. The type of support from all its dimensions, political, social, and the private sector, is supporting the Andanis and the Abudus to be ready. All these things we are not doing, and we are now making it look like these two gates are a problem, the politicians are a problem, and they are the ones who are not ready. And that is why I say we have the capacity as Ghanaians, we have the means as Ghanaians to make it ready for Abudus and Andanis to engage in peace that is lasting, that has the future of the Dagon traditional area at heart, and not cosmetic measures in which there is dissatisfaction that can lead to more violence in the future.
That was the Executive Secretary of the West African Network for Peace Building, Emmanuel Bombande.